Greetings, fellow citizens. Today we would like to talk about the Social Security Act. Just like I said before, you, my dear friends, chose me as your president. I have worked on and have planned new programs that will bring the happy days back. If we implement these, we and the country will have the possibility of getting our stability and prosperity back. Let me introduce to you, together with my secretary, the Social Security Act. The general purpose of this act is to help out Americans. My secretary will now inform you more in depth the purpose of it.
The purpose of the Social Security Act is to give Americans a form of protection when these hard situations come. Men who were or are veterans have been helped, and state welfare payments have been made thanks to Social Security. But to the rest of the population, no help like this was given in the past. I say in the past because now that our president has signed the Social Security Act, protection for citizens in America will improve and will allow the country to begin coming out of the shadows that it has fallen to. The Social Security Act will provide help to those who are old and have retired, to disabled and to unemployed. Civilians will no longer have to worry for the situations like this.
This act will provide people with many benefits that have not been offered to people in the past. It will help benefit people like workers, victims of industrial accidents, and unemployment insurance. This also involves helping handicapped people and offers programs available to families so that they can receive medical help when it is needed. I want the best for my country and the best for my people, for my friends. You have to understand that in order for this to work, there are a few things that might not seem the best now, but I trust that they will have good results in the future, not too far away. I don't mean to give more worries or take away little hope that you have. If you trust me, I don't want to lie to you by showing you the benefits and good parts of the Social Security Act. I want to inform you about all the conditions that this act has. The Social Security Act will require more taxes and will not be available to everyone, but don't feel alarmed because we are working on programs that will allow us to not leave anyone without help or protection. Don't fear, because if we want a change in America, the actual change, we will have to make some changes. If we want to make the United States of America successful and come out of the depression that has fallen, we must all work together. America, children, which are us, must work together and contribute to reach the light.
I would like to add that all U.S. citizens have to be strong to defeat this hard situation that our country has to face now. Don't fear and don't lose hope, because with our hard work and the help of God, we will defeat depression and end up victorious. Although there are good and not so good at the moment things that come to us with this act, I feel that overall the Social Security Act will benefit us. I trust that it will help a big number of civilians. It will help people that are unemployed, disabled, or people that have retired. I believe that now that our President Franklin Roosevelt has signed off the Social Security Act, new generations will receive many help and benefits that will aid them in the future.
Lastly, I would like to say thank you for your attention, time, and contribution. Don't fear and always stay strong. This bad moment will not stop our country from being great. At all times, have in your minds that we are strong independently and even more strong as a nation. So please stay calm and contribute with what you can to take our country out of the darkness. Thank you, my dear friends. Have a good rest of your day, and never forget that happy days will be back.